So it's still Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, May the 24th, 2020. Right around, 10 a.m. Yeah, I'm just hanging out. Me and my bag of weed turned into a vapor. Can you believe the science of the future? Yeah, I'm just hanging out watching Tiger King again because I can't stomach the news. Because the news is, the lies have become more horrid and the truths have become more monstrous. That's how I put it. The lying is putrefaction of the greases of the meats and the oils as they slowly decay and are being nibbled on by fungus and little Gronkhus beetles. The lies are terrible. The lies are terrible. And for those of you who are listening to this, I'm currently vaping some weed, so. Oh, I hear scrunkly noises. Yeah, I hear the scrunkly. I hear you breathing. I'm sorry about my breathing. You're hearing Blue Dream weed vapor coming at you at 17.8 times the speed of light. Just drink some water. Yeah, the lies are becoming horrible, terrible. The lies are monstrous, and the truths are even worse. And we should have the courage to confront the truth. The truth is, what's going on right now is a multi-level scam. It really is. On one level, it's just the garden variety bankers and Wall Street creeps robbing us blind. On one level, it's just really the biggest robbery in human history, and it's still ongoing. So if there were actually any law enforcement officers that took their oath seriously, you can still arrest these people. The crime is ongoing. Jerome Powell, just surround the Eccles building with tanks. Believe me. Just surround the Federal Reserve building with tanks, and you'll catch a lot of crooks that way. So the crime is ongoing. The crime is an ongoing crime. So the lies are gross and disgusting, and the truths are monstrous. But I was watching Tiger King because I don't want to think about the news. I was watching Tiger King again. I gotta say, this is becoming, there was this documentary that Netflix had on the Fire Festival that fraudster tried to pull off, come to the Fire Festival and all you fucking millennials got fucked. That was so funny. Just an old man mocking you young people. But this documentary about people that raise tigers is just, I don't know. It was the little piece of joy that I needed. I needed that. Yeah, I'm gonna cancel my 30-day free membership after a while, probably within the 30 days, because I don't really have the money for Netflix. But it's worth doing a little bit of trickery just to get this fucking documentary through my system. Yeah, I was thinking about the whole, tiger lion thing. And I've joked about like building an army of gorillas. And this is not a new joke. Like going back to when I was a cadet in ROTC, I would joke with people like, we need to just arm gorillas, like have them wear leather vests with dagger sharp knives, and then they just come up to you, give you a hug. It's like they kill you, and then stick about 10 pounds of C4 on their back, wired to their heart, and then put them in C-130s and drop them on enemy cities. Can you imagine like 20,000 crazy gorillas, angry, mad, crazy, in leather outfits covered in knives with explosives on their back? Okay, let's be honest. On the way down, even if it's a short drop, like I don't know if the Rangers do 500 feet. I'm a five jump chump, so I only ever jumped up an airplane at airborne school. But I think we did a few that were like around 1,000 feet or 1,200 feet. That's pretty close to the ground. That's that whole 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000. You better pull your emergency, because there ain't gonna be no 4 or 5 1,000 probably. And if you don't know how to do 1,000, or you do it South Carolina style, yeah. Anyways, can you imagine, though, dropping, like, 20,000 gorillas in leather outfits covered in knives with explosives on their backs? I mean, you don't want to mess with that. Even if you kill it, it's going to explode. You know, you're probably going to wrap the explosive in ball bearings, like in that movie Swordfish with John Travolta. I'm just saying, you're going to do something like that if you have an army of gorillas. But the army of gorillas is not really feasible for the Boogaloo. So I was thinking the Boogaloo army of tigers. Think about that, the Tigaloo. The Tigaloo. Holy shit, hashtag Tigger. The Tigerloo. Tigger Igloo. Tigloo. 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 Can you imagine the Tigloos? Holy shit, because they're saying there's like maybe tens of thousands of these underground black market tigers in the U.S. And it looks by about 8 months, they're dangerous enough if you got like 20 or 30,000 of them. So why wouldn't we just start raising giant tigers? You know, and ligers and lions, and who knows, maybe even bugbears. I know there are no bugbears, but wouldn't it be cool if there were bugbears and we could raise them? We have to roll the die, though. The eight-sided die, and hope we get the right answer from the dungeon master, that fuck. Yeah, so I think a tiger army for the Tigaloo. I think the Tigaloo is happening. I think it's always been a thing. I think that I need to talk to Jim about the Tigaloo. Now I've got something that I can talk about that doesn't make me want to vomit. Because I was an idiot once. I swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. I was such a fucking fool. That was so much fucking bullshit. I didn't do it. I didn't fight back. I have not destroyed any of the enemies of the Constitution. So I cannot judge either, really. But I can tell you this much. If there are people who are wearing the uniform today and they are seeing what's going on, and they are okay with it, that they're not actually working together, or what's almost as bad, listening to Q. Q says wait. Q says don't move. Q says, oh, but 2020. I even watched the SGT report with that Harvey Schlanger, and even he started saying, well, we have to vote. And, you know, and somehow they're still trying to tell the story that Trump is fighting the good fight and he just can't do it. Well, okay. That's some kind of special bullshit. But whatever. I'm saying hashtag Tigaloo. I'm saying we need to organize these tigers and lions into some type of tiger-lion army. And I think that would be fucking awesome. You could say, well, Dan, how would you make that work? Well, actually, I'm no fan of B.F. Skinner, but he did have one or two things to say about behavior of animals in general. And if you practice some basic operant conditioning, you can get animals to do just about anything. I think we use positive feedbacks, and I think we train the tigers using a combination of Skinner boxes and something like, I don't know, Temple Grandin would come up with, and we put them through a maze system, and we get them trained, and then we even drop them out of airplanes. Can you imagine dropping tigers from airplanes? You put them in little cages so they don't have to, like, flail about. The cage hits the ground, the doors fly open, the tigers head out, they've got a basic leather armor with metal spikes that are designed not to harm them. They've got like a spiked leather helmet. They have a backpack that contains a missile launcher and a 9mm Gatling gun with over 3,000 rounds of mixed ammo, really. Because just don't let the cat have to think about it. Make every other round is AP, regular slug, or thermite, phosphorus, white phosphorus, incendiary. I mean, and then they got missile launcher, or like a little maybe 30mm missile, maybe carries five of them. Maybe one of those missiles will like take out a building or something. I don't know, or at least a small building. Maybe a shack. A shack. Or a lightly armored vehicle. We should be able to 3D print that shit. We should be able to 3D print the harnesses and the missiles and even the little 9mm Gatling gun. We get that 3D print schema out there. And then we got like a Tigloo army. Dan, we hear you saying we can train and condition these tigers. And yeah, we don't want to be cruel. I'm not advocating for cruelty here. I'm really not. Though I suppose sending any animal to its death is like cruelty. But then the humans, plus it's kind of like a smorgasbord. If you do it right and you put them deep in enemy territory, like Washington, D.C., like if you dropped a Tigloo army on Washington, D.C., yeah, there are some innocent people there, but it's sort of like Sodom. How many, really? I don't know. Maybe that's not right. Maybe what we do, oh, this is better, and this is more likely to kill the evil people. We tunnel into their deep underground bunkers, and we release the Tigloo army into the tunnels, confined space, and if you're in hell, but what if there are innocent people in the tunnels? You see, this is the reason why I think war is so terrible. And maybe this is how I'm convincing myself that the Tigloo army, maybe the Tigloo army is not a good idea. Maybe it's kind of a bad idea. I mean, maybe we shouldn't be raising a tiger army to wage war, at least of which you have to wonder, do they have the discretion to choose, you know, friend from foe? Isn't it mostly just get them all riled up, you know, get them riled up, drop them out of a C-130, let them run in whatever direction and cause chaos. But what if the tiger kills an innocent person? And then you say, well, are there innocent people in war? And the answer is yes. I would say anyone who chooses to not fight is innocent in that sense. But does war care? And the answer is no. War does not care whether you are innocent, guilty, or anything. War is the indiscriminate killer of all things. And if you believe in human dignity and love and peace, the last thing you want is a war. But at the same time, and this is why maybe Tigloo is a real thing, at the same time, you know, pray for peace, but prepare for Tigloo. I'd say pray for peace. Oh, that, you know, my hands are getting better, but for some reason, they look bad on this fucking video setting. But my hands are actually getting better, but when I look at that, that looks really gross. But they're actually getting better. Maybe it's lighting or something. It brings out the red color spectrum. Maybe I'm getting jaundiced, and the yellow filter of my liver dying is covering up my ability to sense spectrum. I don't know. But anyways, my hands are actually getting a lot better. Because of the hand cream. The tiger sperm hand cream. Yeah, I think the Tigloo army is a real thing. And beyond the Tigloo army, I don't know. This whole tiger, I've been watching this thing about, like I said, I've been watching The Tiger King. And I've been thinking a lot about dating. Because I haven't been able to date successfully since my divorce. Not proud, not ashamed, simple truth, and given how scrunkly my hands are, at least on video, unlikely anyone's ever going to date me again. And I'm not even sure I want to, given my current theory. If you listen to my podcast, you're well aware that I think there's going to be some kind of food shortage. I think they've managed in some way to control for some of this so far. But I think by September, October... I would be really surprised if there aren't a lot of places just running out of food. Oh, Dan, that can never happen. Well, it has happened in the past, and it can happen. Anything that has happened can happen. Anything that is reasonably possible, and if you consider that governments pretty much create the famines throughout history, we've got a great government that does a lot of damage. It's really good at fucking things up. So if your question is our government good enough to fuck things up so badly that we could have a famine? The answer is yes. But if we do, think about the cat women. And listen, I'm not beating up on women or cat women necessarily. But I do think there are cat women out there that are on the good side of the force and they're cool. And then there are cat women out there that might be on the dark side of the force, like Karen. Imagine Karen has some cats. Or you know, half of these fuckers, Alyssa Milano, what the fuck's she doing? If you care about your neighbors, you're going to wear a Glumbly mask. It's like, You know what, Melissa Milano, Alano, Colano, actress, she's kind of hot, but she's a Karen, and she probably has cats. Listen, this is important. This is an object lesson here, okay? The woman who is trying to hook up with you might be beautiful. She might be beautiful, okay? Really, really hot. And even so, if she has cats, given potential shortages in food and protein, because here's the thing. Will a cat really eat rice? Even if you could feed a cat rice, how long would a cat live on rice? I mean, I know you're going to say, Dan, you can feed it rice. I don't know. It's going to have some real protein. And if you're not coming up with something, it's going to die. So I think there are women out there, and I think it's already going through their heads. Like they're thinking, this is how I'm going to make it. This is how I'm going to keep my cat from dying. You know, this is how I'm going to get through. I'm going to be a man eater. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to find men and I'm going to grind them up and feed them to my cat. I probably won't eat them at first, but maybe for a little snack, right? That's going to happen. There are going to be beautiful women that will hunt men, lesbian women, women who hate men, women who've been wronged by men. And you could argue it goes both ways. There might be men who pull the same trick, although I think it'll mostly work with gay men or really handsome men with really not careful women. There's another word for that, but I'm not going to say it. It's mean. But the point is, it's maybe not a gender thing. It could be men or women doing this with cats. People who love their cats and don't want to see their cats die. And the fact is, I don't think cats can eat the rice and the beans. I really don't. I think you can feed them apples and beans and rice. But I don't know if the average cat is going to go vegan in the way that you think they will without having some serious health problems. Sorry. You can try to make that convincing argument with humans, and that's a stretch there. But with a cat? Cat going vegan? No. So even if you had, like, I've got all kinds of bags of rice, you don't have enough even then. And here's the other thing. How much cat food do you have? So yeah, I think there are going to be people, and I'm saying women because I'm a guy, and I think this is a more of a woman thing to do. Like, you know, this is kind of a, this is the dark side of the force thing for women, their ability to just sort of slither in there and pull you into their orbit with all kinds of bullshit. On the other hand, I think there are probably women out there saying, Dan, men do that too. And you know what? I get the bitch right now, so fuck off. But yeah, there are going to be women who are going to hunt men to feed their cats. And you know what? That's just the cycle of life, really. It's just like the Tiglu. I mean, I don't know. You know, life has always been dangerous. It's one of those things that in the push-button reality that we got used to post-World War II, and I think it is coming to an end, although some of the buttons still work. You know, we're at the point now in Americana, the great carnival ride, where it's still kind of safe. The carny that runs the machine isn't quite drunk yet, and the buttons still kind of work, but a few of them are broken off, so not all the buttons work. Few of them are broken, but enough of them work. So we're still in that push-button post-World War II reality where things just kind of fucking happen. Where we need food, we push a button. We need to be entertained, push a button. We need a tiger that we can raise to become a killer monster tiger. Just push a fucking button and you can have that fucking tiger. That's where we're at. And I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to tell you I got the answers to the tiger problem. I think the Tiglu would be awesome. I also worry about innocent people being eaten by tigers. Not too concerned with the people that choose to serve evil because we're all making our choices, you know. I could be making more money now if I didn't want to avoid certain things. That's a nice way of putting it. So we're all making choices. Nobody's choices are easy. But if you choose to fight for Bill Gates and his bullshit, his grotesque, globalist, tyrannical, poisoning bullshit, then you're choosing a side. And if you choose that side, my tigers, because I kind of feel like that's coming. That's sort of on the menu for the Tiglu. And I know you're saying, well, Dan, I just can't believe it. Well, you know what? A lot of us can't believe it. Anyways, here's to the Tiglu. Bye.